Europe is in financial turmoil. Spanish banks just took a giant bailout. Italy's borrowing costs are skyrocketing. And a crucial vote in Greece this weekend may determine whether the country remains in the eurozone. But never mind that. In France, it's a tweet that has the country in an uproar. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has this story from Paris.
The political storm erupted Tuesday afternoon when First Lady Valérie Trierweiler tweeted her support for a candidate running in Sunday's parliamentary elections. That may sound harmless, but the candidate she encouraged is running to unseat prominent politician Ségolène Royal, President François Hollande's former partner and the mother of his four children.
L'adversaire de Ségolène Royal et prend ainsi le contre-pied de François Hollande.
The gaffe quickly dominated television news and Paris cafe talk. Some hailed Trierweiler's independence. Others, who refer to her as Rottweiler, say her tweet was a clear jab at Royal and a shot in the foot of Hollande. Hollande and Royal split up in 2005 after decades together when he took up with Trierweiler, a career journalist. The right was delighted by the tweet scandal, dubbing it Dallas at the Élysée Palace. Franz-Olivier Gisbert, editor of news magazine Le Point, says the animosity between Hollande's present and past girlfriends could cause him trouble.
Usually it's the ex who has problem with the new companion. And this time it's very new and very strange for me. It's a new companion who cannot stand the ex-companion. So people are watching that, and that's not really a problem now. But if it goes on, I think it can be a big problem for Mr. Hollande.
Former President Nicolas Sarkozy had a highly public love life. He divorced, dated, and remarried supermodel-turned-pop singer Carla Bruni immediately after taking office. Hollande sold himself to the French voters as the down-to-earth opposite. This incident undermines those claims, says journalist Jean-Marc Ilouz.
The socialist candidate had said that unlike the former President Sarkozy, he would be, I quote, a normal president. And the irony is that now, just like Sarkozy earlier in his term, a crisis with his companion has grown into a full-scale public scandal.
A satirical political puppet television show, Les Guignols, portrays the ex and current partners as wild-haired hoydens fighting over an indecisive milquetoast Hollande. Stop your bickering or I'm going to lose my job, pleads the Hollande puppet. The tweet uproar has brought some comic relief from the usual serving of grim financial news. An amused German press noted the hectic private lives of French presidents. The husband of German Chancellor Angela Merkel keeps a very discreet profile. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.